Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space.
Emerging from our space chrysalis as we join you here in January, I'm Jeremy Verkley.
And flying down from the sky, bursting off with technicolored lights, I'm Kevin Weir.
Awesome.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. I don't love any of you today.
Yeah, so there's four dogs here right now.
God damn it.
I like how as you send one off, another one comes
it's
in.
It's literally like a queue line.
Well, you didn't like that one, but maybe you'll like me.
But maybe like me, I am also a dog.
I mean, they're a dog, but I'm a dog.
I mean, the thing is, shouldn't they love you more? Shouldn't they be doing this to you?
I think they're more interested in new people.
That's fair.
They're like, hey, you're new.
You're new. I bet you'll pet me. You're not tired of me yet.
Look, I'm not annoying yet. I'm a dog. Stupid dogs.
One of these days I am going to get pants that like just gather static electricity like crazy. So when a dog jumps up and tries to get on my lap, it's just like...
So corduroy.
Yeah. Corduroy.
Just get corduroy pants.
Yeah. I have corduroys actually, but they're not corduroys. They're quarter rounds.
What?
So usually the corduroy like goes up and down.
Yeah.
Quarter rounds go side to side.
Why?
Well, the reason why I got them is because they fit, but the reason that they tried to sell them to me was that because it's not like the up and down,
yeah.
You don't get like friction between your legs.
Oh, yeah, though.
Yeah. So I guess they're corduroys for stealthy people?
Yeah.
Or people that don't want a warm crotch?
For... you know, not when sure. You're just trying to make a fire between your legs.
Yeah, I mean... Really, usually I find that a warm crotch is the best crotch. Generally, I don't like cold crotches.
No, really not enjoyable?
No, not really. No. I mean, they're not enjoyable for me. They're not enjoyable for anybody else.
I feel like that should be like a...
Who wants to share a cold crotch?
That should be an advertising thing for corduroy. Hey, your crotch cold?
Corduroy.
We got corduroys.
Your crotch cold? Corduroy. That's it. TM.
And all it is a billboard of a man just, like, smiling.
Yeah.
From the waist up, so you don't see where the bottom is.
No, you don't
see that he's wearing corduroys, but you know because of the way that he's smiling.
Maybe there's, like, another guy who's, like, been on his knees and he's just looking up. It's like, hey.
What's going on over there? Hey, how's your crotch doing today? Well, it's warm. Thanks, Corduroy.
I can now share my crotch. Share my crotch with the world.
It's a crotch for everyone.
It's a crotch for everyone.
I have noticed in the last few episodes we've been very dick-centric.
Yeah, I know.
I'm wondering if we should, like, move on to something else.
Hey, girls have crotches, too.
I guess they do. I guess girls do have crotches.
Girls want warm crotches.
Does corduroy make... I guess, you know, corduroy makes, like, a heat going out. So, yeah, no, it would make...
Yeah.
It would make some warm vaginas.
You could just say vagina.
Well, that's less funny.
We're adults. We can say that.
What?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Wait, Kevin, did you get your adult card in the mail?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
I was told that there's a few more hours I have to put in. It's a whole union thing.
Yeah, I think you have to go like 7 days without having Kraft dinner or something.
That'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Never
I'm
ever.
I'm never getting my adult card.
Oh, well, too bad.
Yeah.
Guess you won't get to do all the sweet adult stuff that I get to do, like pay my taxes.
There you go. Ugh. I almost got sad. All right, we have a topic today. We're actually going to talk about something.
What? No.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No.
Let's just talk more about corduroys and crotches.
No, that's for our other podcast, Corduroys and Crotches.
Oh, you're right.
A podcast about corduroys and crotches.
You know what? I bet we could get some traction on that.
We could get some friction on that.
Yeah, well, that's what it would be about.
We bring in scientists to talk about friction.
Get that friction, girl.
And everybody wears corduroys.
Friction is an important universal force, Kevin.
I don't know.
Friction is sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
And that sentence actually makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never doubted that it didn't make sense. It just was a weird sentence.
Okay. Now I feel awkward, so let's talk about the topic.
All right. Today's topic is what I call the ninja rule.
And what I call the Rambo rule.
Yes. It is the idea that if you have one of something,
yeah,
it is a lot more competent.
There's one hamster.
Yes, you have. All right, where's the hamster rule? The
hamster rule.
You have one hamster.
Yeah.
That hamster is badass.
Yeah.
That hamster can do pretty much anything. It's amazing, like, physical prowess.
Yeah, the hamster is in its cage. It's in its playpen. And all of a sudden, like, 30 lemmings descend. That hamster can take all 30 of those lemmings.
Because if you had 100 hamsters, then they're cannon fodder.
Yeah, they're cannon fodder.
Yeah,
they're mooks.
They're paper hamsters.
Yeah.
So this is a world that works on that logic. It works entirely on the idea that the more of something, the less each individual thing
is worth.
Is worth, yes.
Or is, I guess, powerful, I guess.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I will say the one interesting thing about this is how economics work.
Well, lay me out this theory, because I took economics, and let me tell you if you're correct.
Well, sorry, maybe not economics isn't the right word, but more of something does devalue something.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about scarcity.
Yeah, scarcity. Yeah.
It's a single rule in economics.
Yeah, sorry. but this is how it actually works in our world, so we don't really have to talk about that, because, if there's only one diamond in the world, it's worth more than...
Wait. What if you say
the massive?
What if you say there's only one diamond, like De Boers?
You mean You mean like how the diamond industry actually works?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if you just say that? Does it work in this world? If people perceive scarcity, does it improve value?
No.
The answer is yes, because that's the way the real world
works.
That's
how it works
too.
In the real world, but we're not. This isn't the diamond rule.
Maybe it is.
No, this is the ninja rule.
Maybe it's the diamond rule, Kevin.
No, it's not the diamond rule. It's not the golden rule. It's not the silver rule.
It's not the rule of silence.
Not the rule of silence.
No.
No.
It's not the Stanky rule.
It's not the rule of law.
No.
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 This is the ninja rule, the Rambo rule, and the hamster rule.
Okay.
So,
you sure it's not the diamond rule though?
No, because I don't think in this world you can lie and.
And it's true.
And it's true.
I guess that'd be an interesting metric test then. I wonder if people would be like, no, wait, there are lots of diamonds here, De Boers.
But I mean, to be
fair. There are diamonds all over the place.
Well, hang
on. I'm not paying 2 weeks' salary for this.
Hold on a second.
Wait, 2 months, right? It's 2 months? I think it's 2 months. Maybe 3 months.
Is it supposed to be 2 months?
I don't know.
Is that the lie that people say?
I don't know.
That's what love is measured by, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 months' salary.
Yeah. Going to diamonds. No. I don't think it means that
love is quantifiable and you can measure it in carbon. Sorry, go ahead.
Podcast about diamonds and how the diamond industry is about.
No, there's lots of podcasts about that.
Okay. No, I don't think it's like if you lie, all of a sudden the cost does become higher, because that's not an intrinsic natural force of the universe.
Oh, you're right.
We're talking about the way that this universe works. Is like, it would be more like if you had one diamond, it's a diamond. But if you have 1,000 diamonds, they're all of a sudden some sort of jello?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Because it becomes less of a diamond.
Yeah, it becomes less... Well, it becomes less sturdy, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that one diamond should be able to beat all the other diamonds.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
It should. So if one diamond apart, you can just cut every other diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only if they're in big groups.
Only if they're in big groups. Yeah, yeah. The logic behind this would be insane, because at what point are you alone? Because there's not, like, using the ninja thing, there's not only one ninja in the world.
Well, I think there's, it becomes basically a two-type situation thing where this really applies.
All right.
And that is one, where there's actual scarcity and something is alone and surrounded by a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the other one is that when there is relative scarcity, where, you know, you're playing a game of soccer and you try to do an end-to-end rush and the entire team's trying to stop you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that is you against an entire team.
Yeah.
So you become more competent.
Yes, you do. And they become less
competent because they're all against you.
That would be pretty interesting in sports, that literally sports are better when you don't work as a team.
Well, the thing is, it'd be this interesting balancing game, because if it's just one-on-one, the best player just is going to win all the time.
Yeah.
But there would still be team sports where there'd be relative skills of the player, but it'd also be the, like, for instance, in hockey, when somebody gets a penalty and goes to the penalty box,
yeah,
it's a 4-on-5.
Yeah.
But that's actually advantageous for the penalty killing team.
Yeah.
Because they all get better to compensate for the difference,
well,
right?
Is it a sliding scale?
I think it has to be.
Okay, so
because,
literally...
Because you could say that one group could be against a bunch of groups, right?
Okay.
So if that's the case, it's not only one thing, it can be a group of things.
Okay. But this is very different from the underdog premise.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't. Because I mean, no one would say that Rambo's an underdog.
No,
there's just one of him.
Yeah.
What is that dog doing?
Who cares? I'm ignoring all your dogs. Today is the day I hate all of your dogs, Kevin.
Okay.
And all of your family's
dogs.
None
of them are my dogs.
I know. Today is the day I hate all the dogs in this house. All four of them.
All right, so...
It's the one day a year I get to hate dogs.
In this situation, if it's us versus them, we'd be stronger, because there's more of them.
There's more of them.
But to be fair, I already feel like I'm stronger than those dogs.
Probably.
They're all pretty tiny dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, let's say Wayne Gretzky is on a team.
Yes.
In his prime.
Yeah.
Right? And there's, like, I don't know, his team has more people. He does get less good. But he's still Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, there's a balancing factor. It's the idea that like there is amongst all the Mook ninjas usually one that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that does. And that's just because he, I don't know.
He trained harder.
No, you know what? Actually, it could be.
What?
It's because he stands out more.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
So maybe what we're going to go to in sports is we're going to go from, hey, everyone's a team in uniform, to more of like a Final Fantasy team.
Who can pack the most zippers and belts on themselves?
Where everybody has to make sure they have like non-symmetrical clothing so you know that they're a hero.
Yeah.
And they have all sorts of things to make them stand out. So it feels less of like, you know, there's this faceless thing versus this other faceless thing. To be like, hey, they're all individuals. This is a world that's powered by individualism.
Yeah, but I just saw something kind of terrifying.
What?
So, there's a lot of water on Earth, right?
but I was
like, volume-wise, there's a ton of water.
Yeah?
Like...
Do you think that means that, like,
lakes
what?
Would probably be okay, but I feel like the ocean just evaporates.
Well, but is that what constitutes a weak water, is that it evaporates?
I don't know.
Oh wait, are we talking about? Okay, so is the science of this? We might have to pull this away from inanimate objects.
Maybe
because with the bonds between the hydrogen and the oxygen,
weaken strong nuclear force.
Weaken
everything. Just no. Because here's the thing. The Earth would be safe.
Okay.
Because relative to space, we are tiny.
I like how we've been at this for like 10 minutes and we already figured out that like what is happening in this world. Like everything is all relative.
Yeah. Like here's the thing.
Yeah.
Galaxies, planets, moons, asteroid, comets, that's all the same.
Yeah.
Because space is fucking huge.
Yeah. I think when it gets down to like...
Although I guess light becomes brighter when there's less of it.
Which
negates the less light.
I think we have to
high energy light bulbs would be fucked up in this world.
I think
gotta get it brighter. Just hit the dimmer down.
You know that doesn't work.
I kind of like the circus that this is creating.
Okay, let's spend a little bit longer in this circus world of where everything works under this rule.
Yeah.
Because that means that like you could hold up a house with one nail.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't?
No, because it's a sliding scale, right?
Yeah.
That nail does not become infinitely better, right? Well, but if there are no nails in the other joints, Kevin, the house still falls apart. It's just that one joint is super sturdy.
So you have to make sure that there's one nail is different from the other nails.
Yeah. You don't get standardized
and
equipment.
And every single
nail has to be a different nail or it falls apart.
Yeah, they this one has like a star bag and this.
Yeah.
And as long as like it works in the same house because you can picture that house is like this is a battle.
This is
house
a unit.
Is a battle. Yeah. This house is a unit.
Yeah.
So every single nail has to
apartment complexes, though? Holy shit.
Can you imagine how buildings would have to be built? Because everything would have to be
everything
different.
Would have to be so weird.
Architects would be like super geniuses trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to make sure every different thing in this
you
is
know
different?
What, you know what architects would be?
What?
Architects would be like the fashion designers of our world. Because I want to run this by you for a second, Kevin. In the real world,
yeah.
Do you know why there are no mad scientists? Because they're all in the fashion industry.
It's true. I've seen fashion shows.
Like,
why is that
they do crazy shit. They're like, okay. And that's because, honestly, fashion, what can you do? You put some sleeves on a shirt and some pant legs on a shorts, well, and that's basically all you can do.
The thing is, there's real fashion.
Yeah.
And then there's
high, there's high fashion.
There's high fashion.
Which, 420.
They 420 blaze it all the time.
All the time.
All the time. It's always 420 in the lawn.
Yeah. Can that be the title of this episode?
Yeah, probably. All right. So, yeah, so fashion designers, hi, they're making all this stuff. So the architects have to do the same crazy weird things.
Yeah.
Where you got like, this house is a turkey.
Yeah. Or it'd be like, I'm going to build a house that is actually two houses and they're just super glued together. And if too many people are in one house, it rocks to the other house.
How does this work? Because everything's different, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's different.
I will say that we have to...
Oh, man. Kevin.
Yes.
Before you drive me away from this ridiculous, lovely world...
No, keep going. Keep going.
Your entire kitchen is painted beige. But if the entire thing is painted beige, then does the color fade?
Ah, shit. No, wait. No, it's not the... I think the wall... I think it's on the wall. So one wall is a stronger beige than all... No, wait. What? How? Okay. Hang on. Let's move it back here. So there's a bunch... What is the multiple things? Like each... I was going to say pixel. That's not how the human mind works.
No, it's not how
But each point
works.
Of light... Each point of color on the wall counts in this multitude of colors.
I mean, I think it's each room. Because if we're talking about separating things into units,
yeah,
like a room is a unit, you can say that's a wall, but the wall is part of the room.
Okay, so if I have a whole bunch of rooms, and like, because this one going into the other room, it's beige, beige.
It's beige, beige,
so
beige.
Every single room that's colored beige,
yeah,
it's going to be dulled out. But you have one room that's colored green, and it
and
is
it's
the most
the,
vibrant
it's the most
green.
Vibrant green ever.
You cannot sleep in that room.
Okay, this is the better analogy. All of the walls in your place are painted beige.
Yeah.
But the floor is wood colored. It's not wood. It's wood colored.
I guess, yeah.
And the roof is white. Yeah. So your roof would be super white, and the floor would be super woody.
Look at that wood floor. Look how woody it is.
That floor is so woody.
On a scale of one to wood, I'd say it's woody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
That floor is Woody Harrelson.
Ow, ow, ow. Stop walking on me.
Be quiet, Woody. You were okay in...
Zombieland?
I was going to say Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, pretty good in Zombieland.
He's pretty good in Zombieland.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Avid listener, Woody Harrelson.
Well, okay, the logic of this doesn't make any sense. Does that mean, like, when it snows, that each snowflake... No, wait, each snowflake is an individual.
Yeah.
But once it hits the ground and they all become just, like, a clump?
Yeah, it melts super fast.
Just...
Yeah.
Or do the bonds separate in the elements? Is this, once again, that we're...
So you're asking me if it becomes hydrogen and oxygen?
Does it become hydrogen and oxygen, and do we die?
No, because that okay... Maybe, but if that happens, then everything falls apart and nothing exists.
Okay. So there's one. So the way that this universe works, there's one where it's just dead. Immediately.
There's nothing.
Just immediately is dead.
Like, this is universal rule, and everything slowly breaks down until it's hydrogen, and then all the hydrogen breaks apart and everything's gone.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
But the snow would just,
although,
like,
I guess it'd be like one molecule of, like, carbon. That
oh, yeah.
Like,
the Rambo molecule.
Yeah, the Rambo molecule.
No, so the snow would hit the ground. Since there's so much snow, it...
Deconstitutes.
It deconstitutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's fine
okay,
when it's in
the actually,
air.
Never mind. That universe might not be nothing. It might just be constantly within chemical reactions. Like, it might just be
just
exploding all the time.
It's fusion and fission.
Yeah, just all it's because it's got to be constantly changing because of the imbalances.
Meanwhile, scientists in another universe are looking into that universe to be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is happening? Us here at Third Space Labs, we found something really fucked up.
We found something fucked up.
We're going to close off that universe, seal it up
tight.
Don't
go there.
Do not go there. Go back to the Muppet universe.
Yeah.
Go back to the Harry Potter one. They're all fine.
Yeah, those maybe, well, not all of them are fine. A lot of the ones we describe are actually
but they aren't a constant destruction and deconstruction.
They aren't a constant death storm?
No, they're not a chemical death storm,
yeah.
All right?
Okay.
We have created a universe that is a chemical death storm.
We win. We win the podcast.
Podcast over.
Podcast
we won.
Over. We won.
We created the chemical death storm.
Yay. <universe. laughs> Okay, so we're going to say this only affects living creatures?
I don't think we can go that bizarre. I think it has... Because in the actual laws, it's ninjas and Rambo and hamsters.
You're right. Yeah. That's why it's not the diamond rule.
Exactly, yeah. So diamonds
are
fine.
So DeBoris still works the same.
Still works the exact same, yeah. But if one person's really upset at DeBoris, they will tear that place down.
That's awesome.
Just one. Angry, I mean, like, 2 months' salary.
Customer service gets so much more important. You're at Costco, and you're just like, "Hey, this is past its best before date." You just like blow up Costco with your fists.
I like the idea.
Everyone else is like, "This seems like a decent place. I don't know why you're doing that."
The customer is always right because if they
are wrong,
they have the
just
power
run,
of
just
gods.
Run, just run.
Does this mean that, like, the "I want to speak to your manager" person has, like, the power of Thor?
I mean, kind of already. In the real world, they kind of have that power. Except it's not the power of Thor, it's the power of Loki.
To be fair, like, once again, we have to talk about this one versus many.
Yeah.
So if a bunch of people are like, "This place is terrible, this place is terrible," and a bunch of people are like, "This place is bad."
And then
bad,
they try and punch the brick,
it's not
going to
work.
Nothing,
yeah,
happens.
So really, it's if a place is either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Like, something like...
The person is like, "This place is great." And everybody else is like, "This place is shit."
He's like, "Yeah!" And then you're just throwing people around because it's one...
Just doing backflips for fun.
Just doing a backflip. Yeah, no, that's how it works. That you'd be able to... Having contrary opinions
is really powerful, I guess.
Is incredibly powerful.
Yeah. If
you go against the mainstream,
you're saying this is a world where extremists have all the power
and hipsters.
Yeah, well
no. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Hipsters group together.
I guess. Yeah. Once again, extremists have the power if they don't carry up with other extremists.
That's true.
Because
if they're an individual extremist.
Because once again, one...
So what you're telling me is serial killers are super powerful in this world.
Well, if
serial killers, narcissists...
I mean, not serial... Well, no, here's the thing, though. It has to be you versus something.
Yeah.
If it's one serial killer trying to kill one person, you're on even ground.
That's true.
If it's one serial killer trying to, I mean, kill a large group of people...
Yeah.
Yeah, you become very powerful. Incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
At that point, they have to bring in one person.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like...
They have to bring in one person that is just more skilled than the other person.
Exactly. Like, a SWAT team would not be a team.
Yeah, you'd have a SWAT person.
We'll take a moment here to break there. The Wii just turned on.
It's telling you to play Splatoon.
It is. The Wii U just turned on. I might cut that. I don't. Might cut that out. That was so weird. No, the way that SWAT teams would work in this world is
it'd
that
be
you
one highly trained.
It'd
professional.
Be one highly because if someone has, I don't know, a bunch of hostages.
Yeah.
That person has.
If we're talking about a John McClane situation.
Yeah. John McClane be very powerful.
Yeah.
But if if even if just one person, like even if just Gruber. Like, he doesn't have his whole team.
Yeah.
It's just him. He's with the hostages. That Gruber is incredibly powerful. That Gruber is in very... That's my Gruber. He's incredibly powerful against the hostages.
Yeah.
However, when John McClane comes in, even though he's on the side of the hostages, it's him versus...
Yeah.
Gruber.
Yeah.
If John McCain came down and riled all the hostages to fight together, that would be bad. Them.
That would be a bad idea.
That'd be really bad
idea.
Don't
do that, John McClane.
Don't they can't help you.
You
gotta
be a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. Now to be fair, he could do that. I mean, just like how Rambo could work with like local governments.
Yeah.
But he very clearly still has to think he's on his own side.
Yeah.
Like, all these people can die. I don't care. Come along with me if you want. But he can't, like...
Yeah, yeah.
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 A perfect example is, I saw the worst movie ever. Ever. It's not great. It's not a great movie.
Which movie is it?
London Falling. London Has Fallen.
I thought you said it was The Room.
That's also not great. But The Room...
Are you saying that this movie has surpassed The Room?
Ah, shit. No, because The Room is a bad movie. Like, in the things that make a movie, The Room is bad.
Okay.
London Has Fallen.
Like how Twilight is just a bad narrative.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, in the things that make a narrative, Twilight is bad.
Yeah.
It has some other things that also make it bad, but...
Purely in a narrative sense.
Yeah. Yeah. London Has Fallen is a movie. It has story direction. It has action.
Okay.
It has character, quote-unquote, development.
Okay.
But... It is bad. It is very racist. And where it's not racist, it's for some reason sexist.
Okay.
And there is a moment where American Gerard Butler works with like the most incompetent SAS team ever, but he's fine because he more of like forced himself to go along with them.
Yeah.
So it's still him versus all the terrorists.
Yeah.
And he has not depowered himself.
No, because that's a separate group.
Yeah, and that's what I think.
So
that's,
you're saying separate groups with the same agenda don't necessarily cross over.
No, exactly. It's like how if you're on a team, but you're playing very selfishly, you will be amazing.
So then you can wear the same jersey.
Yeah, you can wear the same jersey
as long as the mentality.
But you might want to like. Give yourself a little bit of extra flair, you know, put some tape around your finger or something like that.
Wear some mismatched socks.
Because, you know, it's all psychological. And sometimes you have to do something to yourself to make yourself seem psychological. Like, oh, no, I'm not with them. I have this one shoulder pad.
So, how do wars work then?
Okay. I figured we'd get to this eventually because, it is a combat one.
Yeah.
Wars would be each person picks a champion.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Or is it just country with the less population or the smaller army? Like, I guess it's a sliding scale, right? Like, the Canadian Armed Forces actually win the war games a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of us, but we get really good training and equipment.
Yeah. I would say that, like, there's probably a certain point where it's diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Like, if you have...
Yeah, one person.
If you have 1,000 people and the other person has 2,000 people, the difference is probably not that huge.
Yeah,
because it's something versus something else.
Yeah,
but if you have one person versus 1,000 people, that one person will be incredibly powerful.
Yeah,
yeah, and the amazing
like
thing
Kung Fury powerful.
Kung Fury powerful.
Yeah,
just dick punching all the time.
Yeah.
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 Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you would, I was going to say, and even as they, like, destroy the other team, it's not like the other group gets more powerful
The defeated foes are still part of that group.
They're still part of that group.
Yeah.
Until one person is able to be like, no, I will step away from this group and fight them on my own. That person, all of a sudden, that person depowers the other person.
Yeah.
When they're fighting each other.
Yeah, but the other group is still...
Yeah, so it's like when Rambo comes in, he can punch someone's jaw right off.
Yeah.
But if there's, like, a colonel on the other side...
If it's the Expendables, and there's a group of Rambos...
Yeah.
They're not as good.
I would say the one thing with the Expendables is that since they all stand out each on their own...
They're all one-man armies.
They're all kind of one-man armies. But that is why in Expendables 2, that's why... That's why Chuck Norris is able to do impossible things. Well, the Expendables can just do improbable things.
Also because he's Chuck Norris.
He's also that.
Yeah, he's also Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he can also vote for John McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to keep going for a while. I'm just going to silently laugh over here for a second.
All right. So like, it's the concept of that if you are thinking on your own... that you are on your own. You're able to sort of turn yourself into a one-man army.
Okay, so back to what you said, I think, at the beginning of this podcast, yeah. is that individualism is actually the rules of the day here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why, like, faceless
monarchies, roots... Kevin. Like, literally kings thought they were the descendants of God.
And you know what the funny thing is? Since it's just the king.
Yeah.
That is why, if, like, there was ever a rebellion against the king, if one person is able to bring themselves and be like, I will rebel against the monarchy, they could fight everybody in the monarchy. Like, they could fight all those guards.
Yeah.
But once they get up to
they could get all the nobles. Yeah. They could get the princes and the princesses.
Yeah. But we're not,
you get to the king or the queen, you're fucked.
Yeah, because once you get up to those people, you lose your godlike powers. And then isn't their best interest to be like, yeah, I know how to fight.
No, here's the thing. They still keep their power, Kevin.
Oh, right, because they're versus everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they do not view themselves as human. They are a divine vessel.
This is a world of god kings.
Yeah, there still has to be monarchies around.
Yeah, there's no way that a democracy would stand because it'd be so easily overthrown by one person.
Yeah.
In fact, we're talking about, like, an honest monarchy. We're not talking about, like, oh yeah, they'll do this and they sort of have like people around them sort of help. No, we're not a constitutional monarchy.
No.
A legitimate monarchy.
Or like pharaohs or Genghis Khan or all these goddamn dogs.
All these goddamn dogs. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Everybody calm down. Yeah, you better walk away.
Yeah, you better walk away. Yeah, you walk away. We're going to talk about these god kings, but as a sort of, like, you know, teaser to stay tuned, we're going to go to commercial right now.
Okay.
And when we come back, god kings.
God kings.
This episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Sliced Bread. The best thing since, well, ever, really, I guess.
But, you know, like, sliced bread isn't that great, right?
But I mean, like, it's like you don't have to slice it yourself.
Yeah, but it gets moldy faster.
Well, I mean,
but it dries out and gets crusty.
But I mean, yes, but I mean, like,
I'm pretty sure electricity and, like, penicillin is just better than sliced bread.
Yeah, but I mean,
also the wheel, maybe the internal combustion engine.
Jeremy,
what?
It's a joke. It's the joke for about it's a joke about the sliced bread. It's the best thing since sliced bread. It's the thing people say.
I know it's an idiom.
Well, yeah, but you're ruining it.
I'm ruining the idiom?
No, you're ruining we're going to do a joke that I was going to do a commercial and say that this is sliced bread is the best thing since, well, it's the best thing ever, because what was the best thing before
the wheel? Democracy? Not being tortured. Today, The Third Space is brought to you by Not Being Tortured.
The best thing since sliced bread. So the thing about, like, when we talk about kings and the monarchy is that they are always, like, descended down the line.
Yeah.
Do you think there is no way to overthrow a king?
Well, I mean, I think there are instances where it could happen. For instance, if we're going back in real history,
yeah.
Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc believed that she was a divine vessel as well.
Yeah.
Right? In that case, same level as a god king.
Fair enough, yeah.
Like, same level.
I mean, if you can... I mean, they could be overthrown if someone, like...
Well, it's also the type of thing is if you have enough regular Joes... You can still beat that god king.
It's true. He doesn't have, like, call down lightning from the sky.
No.
He's just incredibly strong.
Yeah, like, if you have a billion people who are all ready to fight this god king, he will eventually starve to death.
Yeah.
Because, guess what? Still human.
Yeah, I will say that, like if everybody in the kingdom turned their back on the god king.
All at once. Just gave him no rest.
Yeah, then he would die. I was also thinking, like, if he was, like, super old.
Yeah.
And the next person in line was super young.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. You could still overthrow. Like, if you were next in line, you could assassinate your forebearer.
Yeah.
Because technically you're the same as them.
Yeah, then ascend to the level of God King.
Right. But I mean, we're saying God King, but this, like I said before, it's pharaohs, it's emperors, it's
yeah.
like it's all those people.
Yeah, it's the idea of one person ruling over everyone, which gives them a huge Rambo
and
advantage.
Being connected to something that is beyond human.
Yeah, because the examples we give, the idea of, you know, Rambo and ninjas and that.
Yeah.
The level of good versus evil doesn't come into play when we're just talking about strength.
Nope.
Yeah. Because you also see it happen to bad guys. Like, if there's a bad ninja, then a whole bunch of, like, police officers come in. They'll get wiped out.
Yeah.
But if there's one police officer...
They go full Wesley Snipes on that.
And if Wesley Snipes comes in and a whole bunch of ninjas come at him...
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked.
They fucked.
Until...
Ryan Reynolds comes in.
Well, no, I was thinking until he doesn't pay his taxes.
Oh, you're
and has
right.
to go
yeah.
to jail.
That's right. That's true.
Because it doesn't matter how much of a Rambo god Wesley Snipes you are, you still got to pay your taxes.
Still got to pay your taxes.
You got to pay your taxes.
Not until you get your adult card, though.
Do you think Wesley Snipes didn't realize he got his adult card? Was
Probably.
That a problem?
He's like, I sword fight all the time. That's not an adult thing. Oh, little did he know, they haven't repealed that law yet.
The sword fighting law?
Yeah. Everybody had to learn how to sword fight back in the day, Kevin.
That's true. And that's how you were an adult, because if you couldn't sword fight, you're probably like a page.
Yeah.
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 What did we just do? We just
made a joke about outdated laws that are never repealed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was a weird little tangent we went
Sorry,
on.
I kept on thinking about the horse and one bullet.
Yeah, the horse and one bullet.
Yeah.
We said that on the podcast,
I think
right?
so.
Okay.
Think so.
If we haven't, let us know, and we'll tell you about the horse and one bullet. But I'm pretty sure we said it in an episode.
Let's not repeat the joke.
We won't do that. Okay, what else sort of things? So we've talked about how the way that we're now living in a monarchy.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of monarchies.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, the only way that a democracy could stand is if nobody wants to overthrow it.
Yeah.
But all you need is one person.
Or, you know, a god king from somewhere else being like, that's not right, it should be mine.
Exactly. So I don't think we can trust democracy.
Although, Kevin.
Oh?
If it's the only democracy, and those people all believe themselves to be democratic, then are they all elevated?
So
long as democracy does not spread, it could exist.
So what do you think this world will have?
Yeah.
Is we'll have a whole bunch of monarchies and one really powerful democracy.
Probably.
So, Sweden?
Athens, probably.
Oh, yeah, it would be Athens.
Yeah, because right. that's where it started.
Democracy would start, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we got...
No, but keep in mind, I am not saying Greece.
No.
I'm saying Athens.
Yeah. Okay, so the city of Athens...
Yeah.
Is a democracy.
Like, you have to think of this in terms of city-states.
Is this, like, a democracy or an Athens-style democracy? You're like, everyone can vote. Everyone who we think is a person, after all.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it would start. It might have evolved by now.
So it wouldn't just be, you know, men who own land. Those are people.
Yeah. And, you know, who are financially responsible enough not to need to go into indentured servitude.
Yeah. Free men who own land.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who... That is all the people in this country.
Yeah.
And they all vote.
All those men would be super powerful.
Yes, they would be. I would say, like, you can't even do an oligarchy because...
No, you couldn't.
Because one person would just tear through that oligarchy.
Yep. Speaking of Athens, you know who'd be powerful as fuck?
Who?
Socrates. Everyone would be like, you're a philosopher. And Socrates is like, no, I'm not. I'm fucking dumb.
Dude, the funny thing is, he'd also be really, really smart.
Yeah.
Because he would at least be clever.
He would be incredibly clever.
Just because of, God.
Socrates would be the best philosopher because he is the only philosopher who was like, I don't do philosophy.
Please stop.
Please stop it. I'm just trying to figure these things out.
Should we explain why that is funny?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No? All right.
Somebody will get it.
Okay.
Somebody will be like, that's not true.
I hope you get our sweet Socrates jokes.
Zing. Don't say I can't do it.
Greco-Roman zinger.
Yeah.
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 Well, okay, so we know...
Oh, man.
Oh.
Jesus would never have gotten caught.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Like, that would have never happened.
Also, when Jesus, like, threw apart the temple, that would have been so much more hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He just, like, kicking people with one hand, tossing them out of the temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Not even. You just flick a brother, and they go flying.
Man, the New Testament would have been so much more awesome.
Yeah, I guess it would have kind of been a lot more like the Old Testament.
And then Jesus pile drove the Pharisee through the table.
And then he leaned over and thus he spake, "You can't see me."
Do, 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 do.
His time is now, Kevin.
That is blasphemous.
Yeah.
So that is a good example of how one person can be part of a group but still separate, because he has his apostles.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that like he becomes weaker because
he's
still
follow him.
They follow him, which is fine. Yeah. Just like all the soldiers follow Rambo.
Yeah.
So you can have a group behind you as long as you are leading it.
Yeah.
And maybe one of them will help you once, and you'll be like, "Very good, you did good."
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll, I don't know, rip someone in half at the waist.
Yeah. Kung Fury strong.
Kung Fury strong.
Kung Fury strong.
Does he do that with his legs or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of crazy shit that happens in that very short movie.
It is a half hour of power. That's what it is.
It is a half hour of power.
All right, so we know how the political system's going to go. We sort of know how wars are going to go.
Yeah.
Is there any other facet of society that we think we should... Like let's just talk about, how does this affect the average person on the average day?
Well, before we get into that, there's one more thing I want to bring up.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Ronin.
Like, you mean like samurai?
Well, they're samurai without masters.
Okay.
Right? So the entire, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the way it works. A samurai is beholden to a lord.
Yeah.
That lord could be beholden to somebody else, but the samurai follow a code, and all samurai are bound by that code.
Yeah.
Right? But a samurai that breaks the code or is unable to fulfill the code, if they are not executed, becomes a ronin.
Yeah.
Which is... A ronin is apart from everyone else, including other ronin.
So every single ronin would be incredibly powerful.
Yes.
I will say, just from what I can parse from reading stuff about Japanese history and samurai, isn't almost every samurai supposed to be separate from every... Like they all worked...
They're all bound by the same code.
Yeah, but they're all like soldiers. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of soldiers fighting in an army.
Well,
the samurai is a samurai.
The closest allegory is like chivalrous knights.
Okay, yeah. So
while they are technically only bound by their honor, their honor demands that they have fealty and duty.
Okay, so yeah, I could see... Well, it's the sort of thing where if that one Ronin was fighting a whole bunch of other samurai, that Ronin would be incredibly powerful.
Yeah. I bring up Ronin, but this is also like gunslingers from the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
if it was one gunslinger versus like a whole bunch of baddies, he would tear right through them.
Yeah.
Like the biggest thing is that the power level is super variable.
Yeah.
But it does set at the beginning. So like if it's you versus 10 people, you are powerful even as you defeat those people.
Well, you are powerful relative to those people.
Exactly. If one of them very clearly can stand apart from the rest, either by through individualism, as I was saying earlier.
If the Shredder has a bunch of foot ninjas and sends them after you.
Yeah, the Shredder is still powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foot ninjas are the ones that are not powerful.
Yeah. I mean, they're named after feet.
How strong can they be?
Yeah.
Defeated by Dr. Scholes.
Fear my gel pads.
Whack, 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 whack. I just don't want to fight anymore at all. This is awesome.
They're so comfy.
There had to have been a moment where the turtles, you know, like as a product placement, there's some foot thing in there. That would have been amazing.
It would
like
have been Dr. amazing.
Dr. Scholes, come on.
It would have been. Go back in time, Dr. Scholes.
Michelangelo.
We're not talking about any of those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle remakes. We're talking about the 90s original.
Are the Foot Clan in the remakes?
They are in some. They are in some, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, tiny purple sheets over their head.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to talk about how this affects the layperson?
Sure.
Because it's the sort of... because one thing is the sort of thing that if you are bullied by a group, that is a mistake.
Yeah.
Like if you're the loner outcast at your school.
Yeah. No, wallflowers?
Yeah.
Wallflowers are powerful.
if
people who set themselves like away from the pack,
yeah,
are more powerful.
Yeah, loners are more powerful.
Yeah.
Once again, individualism.
Yeah.
Like literally conformity is the death of people in this world.
Yes, but also we have to like I have to stress this. This does not change human behavior.
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm.
People are still social. They still want to know people.
Yeah.
And I think
although it does sort of add this second thing to like being in a relationship, you're giving like you're going to be less powerful.
Well, if you fight with that person.
No, I mean like you're a unit. You're just overall less powerful, I think.
I will say that that does scale because if it's 2 people versus 100 people, you're still more powerful.
That's true.
It's like when you see the duos fighting together. You're like, yeah, look at them fighting together. Especially if they're each fiercely individual.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that as on your dating profile? I'm looking for a woman who is fiercely individual, for I do not want to diminish my own power.
So by going basically, out with the you. Thing you see, the thing you never see on any dating site. I would like a partner who is fiercely independent. You never see that on a dating site.
No, you want this in this world,
yeah,
because it means your own power doesn't diminish, and neither does theirs.
That means you have a powerful partner.
And you both could take down a fleet of ninjas.
A fleet. A whole fleet.
Whole fleet of ninjas.
Air carrier of ninjas.
What is the nomenclature for a group of ninjas, do you think?
I kind of like fleet.
A fleet?
I kind of like fleet.
All right. A fleet
maybe
of
a shadow of ninjas?
That's literally what I was thinking.
What did we learn? We think alike.
A shadow of ninjas, yeah. Or a fleet of ninjas. Well, here's the thing. I think a shadow of ninjas is a very competent group.
Yeah.
I think of
a fleet of ninjas?
I think there's levels. Like 5 ninjas is a shadow of ninjas.
Yeah.
Because 5 ninjas could take out an entire, I don't know, high-powered business meeting. That's what ninjas do, right?
The fortress?
They kill businessmen.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think.
But once you get to like 100, that's a fleet.
Yeah.
And you just cut right through them.
Yeah.
An errant paper could kill them.
Whoa. Only if it's by itself.
An errant paper.
No, it can't.
What?
Doesn't apply to objects.
I know, but...
We're not in the chemical death storm.
But they're so weak.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
No, but it's all relative though, right?
Yeah.
So like, if one person is fighting that 100-strong fleet of ninjas, and then 1,000 soldiers descend upon both groups, the ninjas are stronger than the soldiers.
But weaker
than the one guy.
The one guy is stronger than all of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of the thing you get when it becomes like a 3-part battle.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, these people are losing to these people. But every so often, these people can work together and get like one of these people. But that one guy is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it's basically up to the one guy to like which group he wants to end first. Because if he was super strong, like way better than the ninjas, and then 1,000 soldiers come, how much better than the soldiers is that guy?
Well, it'd be in his best interest to help the soldiers kill the ninjas.
Yeah,
in a help way. Like he's still off on his own.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If a soldier comes up, he kills that.
Yeah, I
soldier.
Guess he focuses on the ninjas.
He focuses on the ninjas. Because once the ninjas are gone. Those soldiers are paper men.
They're done fucked.
They are wet paper bags.
They goofed. In which case, it makes sense for the soldiers and ninjas to team up against the one guy.
It would, yeah.
Yeah.
But once again, does that make them on the same team? Because it's a lot easier for like a large group to accidentally become... like.
Yeah, it's true.
I think it's easier for 2 large groups to accidentally become one group.
Well, it's mob mentality, right?
Yeah, we're working together.
No, don't do that.
All of a sudden, he comes down and like touches someone on the face and they explode.
Just ash everywhere.
I was like, the one thing we do have to keep in mind is that, well, I talked about bullying. We talked about, I talked about bullying. I talked about a bunch of things like that. If just like one kid is bullying you, you're on the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're not stronger.
No.
Like,
you might be, but there's no relative boosting going on.
Yeah. It's the same thing, like, if you are there and there's someone else there, and even if everyone around you is like, you're going to lose, that doesn't make you stronger, because this isn't – we're not talking about underdogs, once again. It's literally 1v1.
Yeah.
If more people jumped in to actually physically help the person fight you
– then you get stronger.
Then you get stronger.
Yeah.
We are coming to the end, but I want to take an interesting little turn here.
Okay.
We've been talking about, like, fights and fights like that. But if you were in some sort of mental competition with, like, a large group of people, like, could one person outthink a think tank?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it's not just physical.
No. I mean, I guess it behooves society to organize things through competitions.
Yeah.
That are lopsided.
Yeah, they'd be like, all right, we need to figure out the cure for cancer. Well, tell you what, you, Bobby, you will, you'll get $10 million if you find the cure for cancer. On the other hand, here's Think Tank Magellan.
Yeah.
Really? I said Magellan? Think Tank Magellan.
Made up of 1,000 people with IQs over 150.
Yeah, yeah. If they win, they get $10 million. And go. And all of a sudden, Bobby gets incredibly smart.
Yeah, he goes full beautiful mind.
Doing points about cancer. Cancer connects to... Nope, that's a constellation. I'm also still not that smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it has to, right?
Yeah.
Because it's relative power boosting, but in that case... Your intellect is your power.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that means that also works with other things. Like
if you're running from a mob, you just become super fast.
You do sweet.
Open conflict.
You do sweet parkour moves.
You parkour hard.
Yeah, I like the idea that because there's a moment at the beginning like this that sets the baseline.
Yeah,
that if people like drop off of the conflict, you keep your strength.
Yeah,
which I'm pretty sure like in the meta of the universe, people could find ways to abuse that. Where it's like if you are running from a mob, if there are like if the beginning of Austin Powers when he's running away from all the women,
yes,
it's not going to be like the fun little thing. He's going to be doing like crazy flips because he's all of a sudden a superhuman.
Also, you know, he's leaving like scorch marks on the ground and his clothes are burning off because he's going too fast because of friction.
Yep. As the earth tears up beneath him.
Yeah.
But even if people start dropping off from that race...
And so long as the race is still going...
Yeah, the power level stays. Even if it's just like, you know what though? Oh, I think there's a caveat to this.
Hit me with your caveat.
I think that if everybody drops off...
Is it caveat or caveat?
Caviar.
Cravat?
Cravat.
Cravat.
Yeah. Crevasse.
Okay. Crevasse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
I think... Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's this thing that happens that when if you are versus a bunch of group of people, I think the last person that remains gets a damage boost, gets a boost. Or you go back down. Like I think when it hits that one-on-one, it resets. Because that's what always happens.
I think it depends. Because let's say we'll put up a two hypotheticals.
Here. Okay, yeah.
So let's just say there's a group and you're fighting that entire group.
Yeah.
And let's say that there's the group that has a leader.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're fighting that entire group.
Yeah.
In both instances.
Yeah.
The one without a leader, the last person does get a boost.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But if they have a leader somewhere, even if the leader is not directly involved in the conflict, the last person does not get a boost.
Yeah. You know, I think that's exactly it.
Yeah.
So if you just start a bar fight and like. A bunch of people start beating up on you. That last person gets a boost.
Here's the thing about a bar fight, Kevin.
Yeah.
There are no teams in a bar fight.
Well, but if you start a bar fight against a biker gang.
Okay, yeah, fine.
No, but they do have a leader.
Yeah.
But I think if
Tiny. You, it's always named Tiny.
If you start
he's huge.
If you start
it's a joke in every movie.
This guy's name's Giant Fucking Man. He's very tall. I know. We just described him.
We just did it.
He's giant. Don't
fight him. He said he wanted to be called Tiny, but nobody ever gets to pick their own nickname.
Unless if you're lame.
Yeah.
No, if you somehow start a bar fight and you insult like... Oh, you know what it is? Imagine you're in a bar.
And I'm imagining.
And there's a bunch of like soccer hooligans.
Yes.
Football hooligans.
Yeah.
Watching a game.
Yeah.
And you're like, Arsenal sucks. And they all turn around. Now, they don't necessarily have a leader.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of people who are like... I disagree with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Except for your, because you're stronger than them.
Yeah.
Until that last person.
Yeah.
At which point.
Until the guy's like, Arsenal!
Yeah. At which point he's the final boss.
Yeah.
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 Arsenal!
Yeah.
It's Vinnie Jones. It's always Vinnie Jones. He is the soccer hooligan.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Another joke.
Another joke. Which like, I don't know how that affects everything we just said, but I think it's true. I think because that's the way it works in the other, in like any of the thing, any of these shows. Mm-hmm. There's always that last person who's tougher for the our main character to get
through.
Which
again is why actual skill is still important.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just be, you know, a wayfish.
But let's
accountant.
Let's be honest. We've been talking a lot about how that person always succeeds, but sometimes they don't.
No.
Like, you get a power boost, but...
Well,
if I get a power boost fighting ninjas, I'm not a fighter, Kevin. I'm a lover.
Yeah.
So those ninjas are probably still going to get to me eventually.
Well, it's like when you see... What you see a lot of is the bad guy does it.
Yeah.
So the bad guy's fighting through, like, a team... And then the hero comes in at the end, and he's, like, part of that team. And he gets that damage boost then.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a tactic that they're playing where they're like...
Oh, absolutely.
But if everyone dies, I get the power boost.
Definitely there's some evil fucks like, doing that.
I get the universal constant. E equals power boost.
E equals power boost squared.
Yes.
We also have to be very clear. Like, we said, like... We said some funny things about a person, like, touching somebody and they just explode. But you don't get superpowers.
No, no, no.
No.
No, no.
You just become Jet Li or Jackie Chan in, like...
Specifically, Jackie Chan has made an entire career off of this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in fact, I would say that Jackie Chan is the one person... No, you know what? He actually does have that final person who always is stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually he runs away from him.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan knows how to do it, though. That's what you
do. He runs away. That's what you do. Yeah. You run away.
You're like, fight, 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 fight. Here's the last person. He's really big. I've lost my... Or he's gotten a power boost, or I've lost my power boost. Or however it happens that we're now on the same level again. He knows. Now it's time for me
to
leave.
He runs away, and then more mooks show up, and he beats them.
Then he beats all of them, and he's able to get... And so he hits the big guy first.
Yeah.
He goes down. He's like, all right, now it's just normal people. I already know how to fight.
There are totally tactics and strategies around this.
That Jackie Chan has perfected.
Yes, Jackie Chan is the master. Jackie Chan, of course, emperor of all of China.
And large parts of Japan.
And large parts of Japan. Let's be honest.
Yeah. A little bit of the U.S.
If you like this episode of The Third Space, please go to iTunes, like us, subscribe to us, put a rating for us.
Review us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell people about us.
Tell people about us.
Tell people.
Word your mouths.
Make words with your mouth.
That's the phrase, right?
Yeah, sure.
Word your mouths.
If you'd like to, you can follow us on Twitter at Third Space Cast.
Or you can talk to us individually on Twitter. I'm at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Strawman K. Weir. You can send us emails at
thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can check out our website at www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
The theme song for The Third Space is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we're just dancing in the dark.
And no one can see.
I mean, it's not dark right now, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.